Welcome to Because We Care Podcast. I'm your host today, Joyful Judy. Well, I'm so glad you tuned in because this broadcast is just for you. We will be discussing about real life issues. We will be talking about singlehood, how to raise children being single. We will also talk about waiting on a mate and what do you do when God sends you that mate. We will also be talking about marriage. But I need you to, first of all, to do something for me. I need you to sit back, put on your seatbelt, buckle up, relax, because we are getting ready to go on a ride. I want to talk to you today about prayer. You know, the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 17 declares, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." You know, that's something that we all do. We all pray. And that's something that we can always do, always continuing to pray. When the Bible talks about prayer without ceasing, that means that pray anytime, all the time. You can be praying in your car. You can be praying on your job. You can pray inwardly. You don't always have to pray out loud. But praying is always keeping your mind on the Lord and talking to God. That's praying. So, Father, I just thank you right now. I give glory and honor to you. I acknowledge you this day as being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I acknowledge you as being as the risen Savior. I acknowledge you being the King of Glory and the Lord Strong and Mighty. I acknowledge you being El Elyon, the Most High God, El Shaddai, Almighty God. I acknowledge you being the bread of heaven and the bread of life. I acknowledge you, Lord God, of being the chief cornerstone. I give honor and glory to you, Father. I'm grateful, thankful, full of gratitude, Daddy, and full of appreciation. Father, I thank you for life and that more abundantly. I thank you for your word and lamentation says that it is the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Your compassion fails not. It is renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness towards us. Father, thank you for your faithfulness towards us. And Father, most of all, I thank you for what you did on Calvary Cross. I thank you for what you did for humanity 2,000 years ago. Father, you sent Jesus, your son. Father, you came in human flesh, Daddy. And you came, Father, and you sacrificed your life for us. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you for the sacrificial lamb that you were for us, oh God. I thank you, Father God, that now you're risen and you live on the inside of every believer, Father. So, Father, we give all the glory, all the honor, all the praise to you, God. Words can't even express it, Daddy. Sometimes there's no words. I don't even know what to say. I don't even believe there's words in the vocabulary, in the dictionary, God, to express, God. But my heart is open to you this morning. So, Father, I just come right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, asking you to forgive me for any sin I committed. Father, what I've said, I shouldn't have said. I repent what I did. I shouldn't have did. I repent. Or what I should have did, I did not do. I repent and ask you to forgive me. Father, we want to come to you today with a clean hands and pure heart to you, God. Come into your presence, Daddy. Thank you so much, first of all, Daddy, for access. Thank you for letting us come into the holies of holies this morning. Don't take that for granted, Daddy. Thank you so much, Father. So, Father, I pray for your people this morning. I pray, oh God, that their faith will not fail them. I pray, Lord God, when they're weary, when their energy, God, is like it's gone, and Father, they have no motivation. Father, I pray that you would give them your strength. Father, I ask you to touch them freshly, God. I ask you, Father God, to give them your strength, Daddy, the strength of the Lord, because the word declares the joy of the Lord is their strength, Father. And Father, I pray, God, for sometimes, God, pressure comes against us as people, God, and sometimes we are pushed in a corner, God. Father, sometimes we feel helpless, Lord God. We don't know which way to go, God. And sometimes, Father, there's many voices, oh God. And Father, we decree and declare we would not allow nobody's voice to be louder than the Holy Spirit. We would not allow nobody's voice to be louder than yours, oh God. So, Father, I pray for them right now. I pray them, Lord God, when they attempted, God. Father God, that they would not surrender under temptation, because your words declare there is no temptation taking you such as common to man, that God would not suffer you to be tempted above Abel, but with temptation he'll make a way of escape. Thank you, Father. Even temptation come, we know there is a way of escape. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that today we know that you are our rock, you are our strength, you are our refuge, our very help, for every prayer and help in a time of trouble. Father, I pray, oh God, in Jesus' name, that you will fill us with your supernatural power to overcome every obstacle, God, in our path. Bless those people, God, on their jobs, Lord God. Bless them, Lord Jesus, oh God, in the places, Lord God, where they may be like some people may be in a some type of a confinement center or whatever center they may be in, Lord God. I pray you will bless them, God. I pray you will give favor to your people, Lord Jesus. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, God. I pray, oh God, you will bless their homes, oh God. I pray, Lord God, in Jesus' name, you will bless their children, their family, their spouse, oh God. I decree and declare everything they touch, it shall be blessed. I decree increase, oh God. Increase of your people, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. Father, I thank you, Father God, just like David, God, he began to encourage himself, Lord God. And sometimes, Father God, when there's no encouragement, God, teach us, oh God, how to encourage ourselves in the Lord, God. And Father God, we thank you right now. We thank you for being the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. Thank you, Lord God, for helping us to endure to the end. Father, because the race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to them that endure to the end. Thank you for enduring power. Thank you for perseverance, Lord God, to keep pushing and keep pressing and keep plowing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, Father, we pray for wisdom, God. Father God, wisdom, she's more precious than rubies. They cannot be compared. So Father, we pray for your wisdom in every area of our life, God, to even be productive as citizens, oh God. Thank you, Father God. We're just not citizens of the United States, God, but we have dual citizenship. We are citizens of heaven. We are also citizens of the United States of America. So thank you for dual citizenship, oh God. Father, we just thank you. We just praise you, God. Father, I ask you for a fresh vision for what breakthrough would look like in their lives, God. God, help them pursue healing, God, while they wait upon you, Lord God. Show them, Lord God, how to resist the storms, Lord God, that come their way, God. Help them, Lord God, how to even speak to the storm and tell the storm to peace be still. Father, we thank you each day, God, that, God, we have new mercies. We have new victories, God. I thank you, Lord God, that your people walk in victory, God. We are not victims. We are victorious in every area of our life, Lord. So, Father, we just thank you. Thank you for resurrecting power, Lord God. Thank you for the keys to the kingdom, to bind and to loose, God. You have given us to everything pertaining to life and godliness that we have. Father, we have your tools. We have the blood of Jesus. We have the word of God. We have your name, Lord God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for giving us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness, Lord God. So, Father, as we continue, Lord God, to walk this path of life, God, this beautiful road, traveling through life, God, we thank you, Father, you are with us, you are for us, you are more than a whole world against us. Thank you for never leaving us and never forsaking us. Father, thank you for your love and your mercy and your care and your concern. I thank you for your word, God. Your word says that cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Thank you for being a God that cares, a God that's concerned, a God, Lord, a God that will hear when we cry out. Father, we thank you for your word in 1 John 5:14 declares, and we have the confidence in you. If we ask anything according to your will, you hear us, and since you hear us, we have the petition we desire of thee. Father, we thank you, Father, that you hear our cry, we hear our prayer. Father, even as the word of God declares, Lord God, in Isaiah 65:24, Father, before we cry, you hear us, and while we are yet speaking, you have already answered our prayer. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, that even as Daniel, God, when Daniel began to pray, God, he prayed for 21 days, God, but the first day he prayed, God, the angels heard him the first time. And Father, we thank you even now that the angels have came for our words that we are speaking today and that we are praying today. Thank you, Father, that the angels have came for our words. So, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over your people today because the blood of Jesus is their protection. I plead the blood of their mind and will, their intellect, their memory, their imagination, Lord God. I plead the blood of their home, their business, Lord God. In Jesus' name, I come against the works of darkness, Lord God. Father, we choose to have no fellowship with the works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So I bind up every work of darkness, God, every attack, every plan, every projected of the enemy, God, that have come, Lord God, to bring chaos in their life, God. We arrest the spirit of confusion, God. We lose peace, God, upon your people, God. Peace in their home, peace in their mind, in Jesus' name, Father. Father, we thank you. We thank you for being a God that loves this concern, and thank you for moving on our behalf. So, Father, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Be blessed, people. I would like to thank you so much for listening to Because We Care podcast. See you next time. Bye now.